Reading in Luke chapter 13, verse 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Amen. Matthew chapter 23. Verily I say unto you, all these things, verse 36, shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Two times in both of these passages, Jesus said almost identically the same words. How often would I have gathered thy children together? Amen. What a gathering it could have been. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. Amen. In each case, he said, how oft I would have gathered together. Gathered together. Incidentally, that's from the same Greek word, gathered and together, both translated from the same Greek word, episunego. Amen. It means gather together, or gather. To gather together besides, to bring together to others already assembled. To gather together against, to gather together in one peace. Amen. Jesus said, often gathered. Praise God. He said in Hebrews chapter 10, not forsaking the assembling together, yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but rather exhort one another, and much the more, as you see the day approaching. Amen. What a gathering it could have been for Israel. But Jesus said, now it's too late. He said, I would have gathered you like a hen doth her brood. But now it's too late. Amen. You see, the hen gathers the brood around her to feed them. She scratches for them. She talks to them. She finds food for them. They know by the sound she makes. And they go running to her. She scratches in the mass for them. And they eat what she has discovered for them in the ground. How oft have I seen it? But it was not an uncommon thing to see one little chick stray too far from its mother. Amen. Grandma used to tell stories about that old hawk that dived down right in the yard and snatched up that little chick that had strayed away from the mother hen. And with that chick screaming to the top of its voice, the old hawk flew away. Amen. It was too late together then. It was already too late for Israel together. The hawk had already struck. They had already laid the foundation to crucify their Lord, the very one, the very protector of the nation. They were about to get rid of him. They thought they didn't need him, but he was the one that was trying to gather them. He was the good shepherd trying to gather them. Hallelujah. Oh, what a gathering it could have been. Amen. He said, how often would I have gathered thee? Praise God. I like this part that says together, together, besides. Besides what? Besides those that are already gathered. That few that are already gathered. And listen to this. To bring together to others already assembled. Amen. That's us. That's you and I. Praise God. Praise God, we love to go to church. We're like David. We're glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. We go to church and we're plumb glad about it. We don't go to church as some do to keep up our seniority with God or to keep up our voting seniority on the church roll. We go to church because we love Jesus. We go to church because we love God. We go to church because we love one another. Amen. We're already assembled. Hallelujah. But what a gathering it could have been. I mean, we've gathered and we're excited about it. But it could be even more exciting if our loved ones would gather. It could be even more exciting if more would come. If we could get our children in. If we could get our loved ones in. If we could get our backsliders back. Praise God. Oh, how we would be blessed by our gathering if we would only let Him gather us. And do it often. He said, how often would I have gathered you? Often means again and again. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. That's why we go to church again and again. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't see why you all go to church so much. Because God told us to. I don't see why you all get out of going to church. Because there's nothing else anywhere else in this world. If He can find it, just tell me where it's at. Where is it? Come on. Amen. Where is it? Is it in drugs? When men put chemicals in his bloodstream, amen, and it puts him in hog heaven, he hasn't gone anywhere. He's just as wretched and filthy and low down as ever. He may feel good for a while, but he hasn't gone anywhere. His health hasn't improved. His financial situation hasn't improved. His morals haven't improved. He's in pig heaven. Amen. He drinks a little alcohol, and I guess they feel good. I've never been drunk. I guess they feel good on a drug high. I've never had a drug high. Amen. I guess they feel good when they puff on a weed and inhale it down in their lungs and get it into I guess they do. They pay good money for the stuff. I never had the habit. Amen. But then they've got to tell them after a while, you're going to have to quit. Are you going to die with cancer? Amen. Man, they gather. They stack them up. They light them up. They drink them up. And they're no better off than they ever was. Rather worse. Amen. Their homes broke up. Their life's a mess. Amen. Their finances are out of order. They're in bankruptcy. Amen. My God, nothing to eat. Their children are on welfare. Amen. Because they lived it up. They left the church. They left the house of God. And now at last, they call me on the telephone and says, Does your church give out food? Amen. Sure we do. Amen. We try to help those that gather. But you would not. Praise God. Amen. Can the church dole out to those that's going to drink it up? Can the church dole out to those that's going to buy some more cigarettes? Can the church dole out to those, amen, that have spent the last dime on a drug high? Can the church dole out so that their children can have something to eat? We haven't ate for 3 days. Hey, there's something wrong. Amen. We need a gathering. We need to get our family together. Amen. We need to get our clothes straightened out as best we can. Amen. And I mean, if we can jump in the old hoopy and head down, bless your heart, to the next pleasure place, to the nightclub and the ball game, we can head the radiator cup toward the church. How oft Jesus said, I would have gathered you. But we have so many nice things at the house. We don't have much time for the church. Nor do we have the desire. Well, what's wrong anyway? There's something bad wrong spiritually when we lost the desire for the house of God and the things of God. There's something bad wrong spiritually when a Christian will allow anything in this world to keep him from gathering together. You say, I gotta make a living. Why? Amen. Well, I've gotta make a living. Gotta pay these bills. Why? Amen. What good are you to yourself or anybody else without God? Amen. You're fodder for hell. Amen. You got a few days and a full of trouble. Jesus knew that. Amen. And he said, I would have gathered you often, but you would not. I would have gathered you like a hen doth. I would have protected you from the storm. I would have protected you from the Romans. But you know what they said? They said, if we let this man go, the Romans will come and take away our place and nation. Amen. Well, now, why would the Romans be mad? Because God had pled the cause of Israel, and when God pleads the cause of any nation, family, or state, or country, amen, look out, devil, when God begins to take up for us. He wanted them together so he could protect them. He wanted them together so they would be safe. Safest place I know is in that gathering that's already gathered. Amen. Oh, it's the devil's job to scatter God's people. Amen. As far back as Daniel, he spoke about the Antichrist accomplishing to scatter the power of the holy people. Why does the devil want to scatter God's people? So he can pick them off one at a time. If he can scatter the people and get that little old helpless chicken, and that's what you are when you're up against the devil. Maybe you don't know what we've been doing as we anointed with oil and prayed for people here tonight. And Sister Joyce's little granddaughter, she wanted a double portion, a triple portion. Most kids are a little bit bashful about being prayed for. Some of them even cried. And some of them will hump up and wrap their arms around their mother, their grandma's neck, you know, as if they wanted to protect them from them folks that's praying for them. But Sister Joyce, the little granddaughter tonight, she kept pointing at her head, wanting me to lay my hands on her head. So I laid my hands on her head again. Then she pointed her head again. And I laid my hands on her head again and blessed her again. And then she pointed at her grandma's head. And I laid my hands on her head and blessed. She just a hog about the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord likes that. When people like His blessing, He's got plenty of blessings. Amen. To give out. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the shepherd's job to gather. Praise God. And there's one that knows more about you, knows more about your whereabouts than I do even. And that's Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The shepherd's job is to gather. Amen. But even Jesus couldn't gather the lost sheep of the house of Israel. A few would get in at Pentecost. Probably 25 to 50,000 would get in Jerusalem before the revival was over. But by and large, the millions would die in the streets and in the immediate environment of Jerusalem. When the Romans attacked in 70 A.D., they went inside the city to escape the Roman armies. The priest put to death people that were trying to leave the city, lest any should leave and go out to the Romans. Amen. Not only did they die at the hands of the priests, but then finally the Romans broke through under Titus. And they said that the blood ran like water in the streets of Jerusalem. Oh, they gathered, but around the wrong thing. They gathered all right, but at the wrong time. The only one we can safely gather to is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Hallelujah. Some people are troubled today about the division there is in the church. Some are even troubled about the division there is in the Pentecostal movement. Some are troubled today about the division there may be even among our holiness folks. You know what the answer is? Gather together around Him. Amen. If we all get close to Jesus, we'll be together. Hallelujah. If we all get close to Jesus, we'll be in unity. If we all get close to the Lord, you can't get close to the Lord and not live according to His Word. Because you can't separate the Lord from His Word and the Word from the Lord. He is the Word. Amen. So therefore, you cannot say, I love Jesus and hate the Bible. You can't say, I love the Lord because you want to go to heaven when you die and you don't want to split hell wide open, but you don't like the Bible. You got to love the Word of God and do the things that it said to do. Jesus said, He that heareth the sayings of mine doeth them. I liken him to a man that dig deep and build his house on a rock. The winds blew, the floods came and beat upon the house, and it stood. Because it was founded on a rock. He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Amen. The criteria for unity is the Word of God. Amen. We accept all the Word of God. We'll have unity. We accept the full gospel. We'll have unity. Oh, they say it's just a matter of semantics. It's just a matter of one's opinion. One has this opinion, one has... But there's just one opinion. There's just one book. There's just one criteria. There is just one answer. And it is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Amen. And so help me God, that's the only thing that will unite us. Praise God, I'm glad to say that I'm one of them. I go to church and I like it. Amen. I want to go to church much the more as you see the day approaching, and I want to get excited about it. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Amen. I'm just tired of going to church. I've heard that myself several times. Tired of going to church all the time. Not me. Amen. Let me have more of old-time religion. Let me go to the house of God. Oh, glory to God. Because going to church is a preview of heaven. Going to church, amen, glory to God, is a prerequisite to the pearly gates. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. It's a foresight of things to come. Hey, amen, put all these good clothes on, glory to God, and get that good automobile. Amen, put all that good stuff on that smells real good. Amen. Wonderful thing I noticed about the people that went to church when I was a little boy was, they smelled good. Amen. Because I came out of the house where the smoke was fogging all the time, and everybody was barbecued, but when everybody's barbecued with cigarette smoke, amen, you don't realize how bad you stink till you get to where folks smells good. Amen. Amazing thing I noticed about going to Christian homes was, they smell good. They smell different than our house. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Fella came from Vietnam. He'd been in prison in Vietnam. Amen. And he got loose. And he said, what's the first thing you noticed about being free? And he said, the perfume. Amen. People smell different. It'd been where people stank, where people never took a bath, where people were unclean. Amen. Where people died from dysentery and disease, from being unclean. My God, the wonderful thing about old-time religion, it cleans you up. It cleans your house up. It cleans your mind up. It cleans your magazine rack up. Hallelujah. It cleans everything up. And the Bible and the hymn book takes the place of a lot of other junk. Hallelujah. Jesus said, how oft I would have gathered you. I would have gathered you to sing the songs of Zion. I would have gathered you to sing the praise of Jesus. I would have gathered you in the wholesome of heaven's spiritual feast. And we can sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Mike Jones, as he grew up in the church, a little bitty guy growing up there, amen, got big enough for his feet to dangle on the seats of Barberville Church. We call the word Jesus so much, he thought I was Jesus. Amen. One night we dedicated a little baby, amen, and I took the baby in my arms and held it up before the Lord. And he reached over to Sister Claudia and said, Jesus held that little baby up in the air. Amen. He thought I was Jesus. Amen. I tell you what, wouldn't it be good, praise God, that every little child that happens into the house of God sees so much of Jesus in the countenance of the people of God. Amen. Because we use the word Jesus so much. We praise Jesus. We love Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. What a day that will be when we gather around the throne eternal. What a gathering, the old song says, of the faithful that will be. That's what it takes together. Amen. We gather together down here because we want to get together over God. I'll tell you something. If you don't like to get together down here, you won't like heaven. Because it's going to be the biggest get-together you ever saw of saints. You talk about, praise God, the smiles. You talk about the handshaking. My Lord, amen. People that even pretend to be doing the work of the Lord come to church sometimes with a face so long that you can eat oats out of the end of a gas pipe. Amen. That's what Billy Sunday said. Bud Robinson said, some folks face so long, amen, they could eat cereal from the bottom of the churn. Amen. Praise God, she's not an old timer. You don't really know what a churn is. God help. Amen. Just well not crack that one. Amen. But that's a real deep jug that they put the cream in. Amen. To churn it in the butter. Hallelujah. Praise God. A sister standing on the street corner, amen, with a great long woebegone look on her face, said, "Please, mister," to a man rushing by, "won't you become a Christian?" He stopped, looked back there, and said, "No thanks, ma'am, I got enough troubles already." Amen. Oh, praise God. What a gathering it could have been. We could have gathered together and enjoyed it. We could have gathered together and been happy about it. We could have gathered together and loved one another. If we had just loved Jesus more. It's not hard to love one another if you love Jesus more. Because if you love Jesus more, you get self out of the way. You love Jesus more, you're anxious for His name. You love Jesus more, you're anxious for His glory. Amen. You love Jesus more, you won't start a row in the church that the whole world may learn about, praise God, because you care about what the world thinks about the name of Jesus, praise God. If you love Jesus like you ought to, you'll get self out of the way, praise God. You'll let anything hinder you from gathering together. He said, "How oft I would have gathered together as a hen doth her brood. But then those woeful, sad words, and ye would not." Ye would not. What a tone of finality in the words of Jesus. Transferred right here into the Holy Writ. Ye would not. Amen. Matthew says, ye would not. Luke says, amen, "How oft I would have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wing, and ye would not." The hawk is soaring. He's looking for easy pickings. Amen. I was driving down 747 a year or two ago, a couple years ago, I guess it was. Amen. Water running in the ditch along beside the road, and I saw a hawk dive down into the deep grass, disappeared in the grass. Pretty soon out the hawk came with a snake in his claws. And the snake didn't even wiggle. Amen. He knew he'd been had. And he didn't even writhe. Amen. The hawk got him. The hawk is soaring. You see a hawk sitting in a tree, he's watching for a stray mouse. He's watching for a lizard or a snake. He's watching for dinner. Amen. He's waiting at McDonald's, if you please. Amen. Every once in a while you'll see one make a power dive. That's it. He sees it. He's going after it. Amen. He's zeroed in on it. The hawk is soaring tonight. And there's some in this very house that have already come and some have already went. Tonight that the hawk sees them stray. Amen. And you'll scream to the top of your voice. You'll scream, "Somebody help me." You'll scream, "Where is God?" I'll tell you where God will be. He will hide Himself from you, just like in Isaiah 64 that I read to you this morning. He couldn't get nobody to pray. He couldn't get nobody to stir himself up. He couldn't get nobody to take hold on God. And God hid. Do you know the New Testament says that Jesus hid Himself from them? Woe be unto us when the Lord hides Himself from us. The good shepherd is calling to the straying lamb tonight, lost on the mountainside. Amen. A million miles from the gates of peace, but just one little step from God. The hawk is out. The hawk is soaring. That sharp eye, that eagle eye, amen, is penetrating the grass. He's out there over the barnyard. Amen. He just needs to get that little chicken away from that old hen. He needs to get that little chicken away from the main group. If he can just wait it out. Get him out yonder. Amen. Just under the fence. Then the power dive starts. Amen. The old hen sees the danger and clucks a warning. And the chickens that are close in run under her wings. But the one that strayed too far away, that thought he was able to take care of himself, he didn't need fellowship. He didn't need that close communion. He didn't need that total commitment. He didn't need that dedication that the others had. But now he's in the claws of a hawk, and they're biting deep into his flesh. He screams for help. He cries, Mama, amen. And the old hen screams a warning to the rest of them, and they crawl farther under her wings. And they stay there for a long time. And I've seen them myself, one by one, they'd peep out from under the feathers after a while. Amen. And finally, things were back to normal. But the number was smaller than it was a while ago. Why? Because one little chicken would not. Amen. As they get us a song, shall we pray? Father, I pray tonight that there will not be a one under the sound of my voice that will neglect in the future the assembling of themselves together. I pray for the church across the board that there will be a great revival of unity such as we've never seen as people get together in the Word of God. Not in their divisions. Not in their preoccupations with their pet peeves or doctrines. Oh, Lord, that men have contrived and hatched out themselves. But, Lord, the truth and the Word of God, the wholeness and the purity and the wholesomeness of it. I pray that you draw us to yourself. Tonight, Lord, that one that strayed, amen, wounded and scarred from a near miss of that devilish hawk, Satan. I pray that they'll rush back, that they'll run for refuge to the ark of safety tonight and be healed from their backsliding. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Stand with me, dear ones. Let's make our altar tonight. Let's make our commitment tonight. Hallelujah. Let's mean business with God tonight. Let's draw close to Him. And He said, I'll draw near to you. That means we write our own ticket tonight.